much of our lives are spent getting ready for something else, like Advent, getting the kids ready to come to church. If you're a student, getting ready for a test. If you're out there working, sometimes you're preparing for a meeting. Pregnancy is getting ready for a long time with kids. And often we don't think about it, but a good deal of working is to get ready for retirement. And getting ready can go between generations. My immigrant grandparents, I know, had a plan that ended with me. And I look at my grandkids as my little dividends. The investment is sunk, and now it's some good time. Where the Israelites, waiting for Emmanuel, had nothing on a Chicago Cub fan. I think as Saints fans that were around since 1967, you kind of get it. Generation after generation lived and died without the Cubs going to the World Series. My dad was buried with a Chicago Cub cap. He used to change the mechanical scoreboard at Wrigley Field. And so when I went to the gravesite a few years later, my wife asked, "What are all those footstones on the graves out there?" And I said, "They're Chicago Cub symbols." And she said, "What for?" And I said, "To know where to put the bodies back when the Cubs win the World Series." If we aren't having some fun, having joy on that journey, we aren't maybe doing the journey right. It's not a venial sin to put up your Christmas lights at Thanksgiving. The church is way ahead of that with celebrating during the Advent season. Saint Nick. My family, when I was small, that's when we used to get presents from the good bishop. St. Lucy, whose feast was this last week. What they do in the Scandinavian countries is they get one of the girls to come in with a wreath on her head and her candles to bring light in. Hanukkah. What does Hanukkah have to do with the Catholic Church? You see the sanctuary light over there? What Hanukkah was all about was finally the Maccabees had freed the temple, and they had purified it, but they just had enough oil in the lamp for one night, and it continued for eight. The Advent wreath, again bringing joy, bringing that expectation into our lives. And it's all about human bravado. Chicago and Rome are at the same latitude, and you have 6.5 hours less of daylight in the wintertime than you do in the summer. And of course, the Immaculate Conception. Rejoice! Again I say, rejoice! So John the Baptist, before Jesus was born at the Visitation, he leaped for joy, as David did. He leaped for joy before the Holy of Holy, Mary's and Jesus. That was anticipation. And John proclaimed the good news. And people ask him, how do we prepare? What do we do? And his answer was simple, and it's something we can all do. We can live our lives well. We can do right. And who taught me how to do right? How to live my life well? My crazy in-laws did. Half of them were Chicago Cubs fans. After every Chicago Cub victory, my sister-in-law puts up the W flag, the win flag. If you know anything about the Cubs, they have a W flag that they fly for every win. Take them when you can get them. How often do we thank and appreciate God for the great things that he has done for us. There are no mixed marriages in my in-laws' families. You can't have a spouse that's a Cub fan and a spouse that's a Cardinal fan. Their kids might go bad, but there is no mixed marriages. Now, you might have a friend or family in Atlanta, and twice a year, maybe three times a year, you might have some trash talk going on. The Cubs and Cardinals, half of them are Cardinal fans, play each other at least 16 times a year. And I'll tell you, the trash talk text that goes with dozens and dozens of people all over the country during those games is really something. But it teaches us something. Do you love your enemies like their family? And if your family happens to be the enemy, do you still love them? I would hope so. And are you with your family and friends on their hardest journey? Or are they with you? Let me tell you about Uncle Raj's funeral. So, towards the end, and he knew the end was coming, he was just as funny as ever. And he put together a well-planned funeral out in this country cemetery. So, Cousin Jeff, strong like a bull, is carrying the urn. And Cousin Chris, a Cardinal fan, thought he might just get the last laugh. In the family, he's known as the Weasel. And so he has this plastic St. Louis Cardinal bird that he puts on the gravesite where that footstone eventually is going to go. This was not in the script. He was thinking he could have the last laugh with Uncle Raj. And suddenly, this urn became super heavy that no man could carry. And Jeff was stumbling along, gets over the bird, and just has to let it down, crushing that plastic bird. Both on this side of the grass and the other side of the grass, that family was with Uncle Raj. And that's what we should do with the people that are around us. And the priest there couldn't do anything but just laugh. He was with them. This was a celebration of life and resurrection. So eventually the day came when the Cubs were going to win the World Series. And the whole family gathered over Uncle Raj's grave to watch it with him. They called the county sheriff, who happened to be another in-law. He said, "It's okay. You know, if they didn't turn the lights on at Wrigley Field, you wouldn't have even had a call about this." And the priest said, "Yeah, I'll probably come on and join you there." And there was a lot of seismic activity in that cemetery that night. But the Cubs won, and they put things back the way they were. Jesus came. Jesus entered history to save us. Jesus was at the beginning of time, at the creation, and Jesus will come again at the end of time to bring us home. Rejoice. Again I say, rejoice. Now we understand that the C in this cup, in this hat, it stands for Chicago, and it stands for the Cubs. But with joy in your life, it can also stand for Christian, and it can also stand for Christmas.